And welcome back to our live legal call-in program here on 1-800-LAW-CALL. I'm Frank Luber, along with our guest attorney here this evening, Jim Cardia, from the firm of Shakur, Federico, and Staten, and where you could get answers to any concerns you may have about medical negligence, wrongful death, or personal injury that may involve yourself or friend or a loved one. We have some open lines. We'd love to hear from you. The number to call is 1-800-529-2255. That's 1-800-529-2255. Or the easy-to-remember number is 1-800-LAW-CALL. Jim Cardia is our guest here this evening. And, Jim, what about this floppy foot syndrome? Now, there was a woman who was diagnosed with it. I have no idea what it is. It apparently occurred after a New Year's Eve party. Is it from dancing? I don't know.
Frank, you're really disappointing me. You've never heard of floppy foot syndrome?
No, it sounds like a new boogaloo dance or something.
It's just, I'm left speechless that you do not know what floppy foot syndrome is.
I'm sorry, but I just don't. I don't have all the answers.
Well, at least not tonight. Let me fill you in, Frank. This patient was 20 years old and did go to a New Year's Eve party. And the following morning at 6 a.m., she went to the hospital's emergency department with complaints of severe numbness, tingling, and pain in her left calf, which she rated 10 out of 10, the worst pain possible. She had awakened with these symptoms after attending the New Year's Eve party. She was unable to lift her left foot or bear weight on her left foot or leg. Amazingly, Frank, after a brief or cursory examination and without running any tests and or studies whatsoever, the patient was discharged to her home with a prescription for non-narcotic pain medicine and a diagnosis of floppy foot syndrome. And you and I have been joking about that, but floppy foot syndrome is not really a medical diagnosis, at least one that I'm not aware of, and there were certainly no tests or studies done to confirm this diagnosis of floppy foot syndrome. So the patient was sent home. 2 days later, on January 3rd, the patient came back to another hospital's emergency department for ongoing pain in her left calf with swelling. She was immediately admitted to the intensive care unit where orthopedic surgeons were consulted, and she was diagnosed with something known as compartment syndrome. Compartment syndrome, for the benefit of our listeners, is essentially a compression of the nerves, the blood vessels, and muscles inside of a closed space or compartment within the body, which leads to tissue death due to a lack of oxygen. And the signs and symptoms of compartment syndrome are the very symptoms for which this patient presented to the emergency room in the first place. Severe pain, 10 out of 10. It's usually in a lower extremity, which it was in this case. It was her left calf. You can also have weakness and decreased sensation, as well as numbness and tingling. Many of the signs and symptoms of compartment syndrome, maybe some would say the classic signs and symptoms of compartment syndrome, were present during this first visit to the emergency room. But the diagnosis of floppy foot syndrome was made. When she came back, she was much worse, and she was taken into the operating room for surgery to treat this compartment syndrome. However, because the compartment syndrome had gone undiagnosed and untreated for several days, this patient ended up suffering permanent damage to the nerves in her left calf and leg, resulting in something known as a foot drop. And that is a medical diagnosis. That's when essentially you're unable to lift your foot up. If you hold your foot up in the air, you can't move your foot up and down. And that's what she suffered with. So this diagnosis of floppy foot syndrome was not appropriate. As I said, it's not a recognized medical diagnosis that I'm aware of. And at the very minimum, tests or studies needed to be performed to find out what was causing this 10 out of 10 pain in the left calf, which was the worst pain possible, as well as the severe numbness and tingling. Had that been done in the first place, Frank, the compartment syndrome would have been diagnosed at an earlier stage. She would have undergone treatment much sooner, and she would no longer have this permanent foot drop from which she currently suffers.
Well, I'd like to know exactly how it occurred. Now, I know you're not a doctor, but compartment syndrome has to do with the nerves, and I guess the nerves not getting enough oxygen, right?
Right. The frequent causes of compartment syndrome include people who have bone fractures or casts, crush-type injuries as well as burns. But in this case, it was likely prolonged limb compression. If you put pressure or compression on a limb for an extended period of time, that can result in compartment syndrome. And although I don't have the exact details of this case, I do believe it was significant that this patient was at a New Year's Eve party, may very well have had too much to drink, and ended up passed out in an awkward position where there was compression to her lower leg. And that's when she woke up. She realized that she had the severe pain and the tingling and the numbness.
So, I wonder if this is the same thing that could occur if you're cramped up on an airplane for too many hours.
You know, compression to a limb can do it. Normally when we talk about airplane rides, we talk about pulmonary embolism, blood clots, developing deep vein thrombosis in the legs. Here, I think she likely ended up in a position after a night of partying where there was compression on the legs, and that was the likely cause. But frankly, regardless of the cause, something needed to be done. Testing needed to be performed to determine what was causing these complaints, and that was not done. And therefore, the patient was sent home with an improper diagnosis, and her condition was allowed to progress until the point where permanent nerve damage occurred.
You're listening to 1-800-LAW-CALL with our guest attorney here this evening, Jim Cardia from the firm of Shakur, Federico, and Staten. Jim is here to answer your questions. If you think there is a possibility that you, a friend, or a loved one has been the victim of a medical mistake or misdiagnosis which may have resulted in injury or death, call us right now. The number is 1-800-LAW-CALL. A little bit later on in the program, medical malpractice payments plummet to the lowest point on record, evidence that it's not lawsuits that are causing health care costs to rise. That story, along with your calls, next on 1-800-LAW-CALL.